Hi, and welcome to your first day's breath practice. I'm Anthony, and I'm the founder of Alchemy of Breath, and this is all about finding the alchemy that's in your breath. And today, as our first level, I want to introduce you just to the concept of becoming familiar with the breath. Maybe I can show you a couple of things about the breath that you're not quite used to noticing. The first one is how much you can breathe, as opposed to how much you do breathe. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to inhale just as far as you can and hold your breath for 5 seconds. And then after that, I'm going to ask you to see if you can inhale more, see if you can top up with a bit more air. Okay, so let's do that together and then we'll talk about it afterwards. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, inhale all the way. Now hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and see if you can inhale more. And hold 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now exhale, release, and relax. So what you're discovering there is that your lungs are elastic, and the less we use them, the less we get to use them. So just know that in certain circumstances, that might be handy for you. If you're, like, sometimes you're driving through a long tunnel from New Jersey to New York or something like that, and you've got your window open, or you had it window open for too long and you don't want the fumes, you know, that's a good time to be able to hold your breath, right? Well, a good way to hold your breath is to practice deep breaths beforehand. If you practice deep breaths beforehand, especially this practice, if you do it 5 times, you'll find you can hold your breath for a much longer period of time. And you can have other people do it too. Play around with it. Try it with other people and see how it feels. The other exercise I'd like you to try today, which I think will help you understand that there are things happening with your breath that we don't normally realize. This thing that's right under our nose, right? Okay, I want you to take a big breath, or watch me breathe. I'm going to take one big breath and watch what happens to my body, because this is how most people breathe. Now you try it and see what happens. See if you can do that with your body. Feels pretty normal, right? Because that's really what we do. We raise our chest, our shoulders go up a bit, and that's what we think breathing is. But now I want you to breathe, but this time breathe backwards. Breathe. Notice how your lungs go back. They don't just go forwards and up, they also go back. So breathe backwards as you breathe in. And you notice your shoulders still go up, but your back is moving and your chest raises a little less. Actually, for those of you who are into chiropractic and osteopathy, I just felt my back click when I breathe backwards. I've reset something in my spine because it's happy that I'm using it that way. Now, I want you to try breathe sideways, okay? Not just backwards and forwards, but sideways, backwards and forwards. Because when you think about it, your lung is 360 degrees, right? So why isn't it expanding in all directions? Why do we just give it space out front and up top? So let me do it first and then we'll try it together. Now do you see my shoulders moving? Now you try it. Let's try 3 of them together. If you look very closely, you can actually see my body is expanding sideways as I breathe. It takes a little practice to get used to this. But the question I want to leave you with is, well, why would we just do the when the lung is actually perfectly capable of moving in all directions? And one other little takeaway, my brother told me this because he was a pranayama teacher while he was alive, is that that first breath practice that you use, when you're expanding your lung that much more, you're actually beginning to disturb the toxins that are in the bottom of your lungs because you're really using the whole lung. So when you bring this into a breath work, if you do this practice of taking some deep breaths before you go into a breath work, you'll be able to discharge a lot of toxins that have been lying there for a really long time. So just take that as a hint, because when we actually do breath work together, did you know that 70% of the toxins that are in your body are coming out through your mouth? That's why breath work is so helpful and so healthy. And also, it's the best way to lose calories too. So consider breath work perhaps as an option for you as we go through our journey together. Thanks for being with me, and I'll look forward to revealing something else about the breath that you might not know tomorrow.